on BBC Radio Sussex and BBC Radio Surrey, 20 minutes to 3. Time for our sound advice this afternoon. It's on gadgets today. Fevzi Turkalp joins us, who's the gadget detective. Hi, Fevzi.
Hello there.
Hi there. Afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us. Right, Christmas prezzies then. Is it today, maybe?
Well, maybe the second one. The first one's a bit pricey for Christmas, although maybe your family is more generous than mine. I don't know.
No, we have a strict £75 limit for my brothers
and
sisters. Okay,
so we're four times that. Okay, so...
Oh, right, okay, it's a proper pair of headphones in.
Yeah, well, this is... So let me tell you what it's called, first of all. It's from a company called Jabra, J-A-B-R-A. It's called the Evolve 2, all one word, 85. So Evolve 2 space 85. And it's called a wireless PC headset. And why would that cost £300? Okay, this is designed for people to use at their desks. And I think it is particularly good for people who work from home, where the environment is not always quiet, and also where you may want to relax, kick back and listen to music. So this is a headset, over-the-ear headphones, with a boom microphone that folds down but also folds away. The drivers in it, that's to say the speakers in the headsets, are 40 millimetres, which are large. So it means that when you want to use this as a Bluetooth headset for music or podcasts or whatever it is you want to listen to, the quality is really good. They are really, really comfortable. So I would recommend that this becomes value for money when you don't buy one for work and one for personal use. You use the same one for both. The reason why I say it's particularly good for sort of home use or noisy environments is it's got 10 microphones in it. Yeah, that's a lot of microphones. Yeah. So what it does is it very cleverly works out what is you speaking and what is background noise, and it does that by having these 10 mics pointing in slightly different directions and then doing the maths, as it were. So that makes it quite unique. The noise cancellation is what's called active noise cancellation. So passive noise cancellation is just where, because you've got something over your ears or in your ears, you don't hear as well. That's called passive, right? So if you put your hands over your ears, and that's passive noise cancellation. Active is where it listens to the sound outside the headphones in your surroundings, and then it uses electronics to counter it, to cancel out the waves. So you get this strange sensation of, eerie quiet, as it were. The battery will go up to 37 hours per charge.
Wow, that's quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, so you can, maybe...
It's a working week.
Or for me, one day, no. But, I get through my...
Don't give me your sob story.
I get through my smartphone battery twice a day. I have to charge it completely in the middle of the day and then do it again at the end of the day. So all in all... It's something rather special. You can get a version of it. Oh, it comes with the Bluetooth adapter as well. It comes with the charging cables, a carry case, and a flight adapter as well. So if you need to plug it into, the chair of a aircraft, you can do that as well. I think they look quite sleek. They're very comfortable considering their size as well. But £305. So it's not something that you buy, without it. But see, I think that there are certain things that we should invest in, and they're the things that if we're spending all day at a desk, and we're talking on the phone or we're wearing a headset for much of the day, it behoves us to wear something that's comfortable and is going to do a good job and cut out the background noise and just let you work and be efficient and functional. And I think that this is a good investment for that. Product comes with a 2-year warranty, and I've given it 4 stars out of 5. Best value, as I say, for people who want to use it for dual use. So instead of buying one headset for personal use and one for business, this will do both, because the way the boom microphone, it's not one of those ones just on a sort of...
A stick.
Yeah, it sort of hinges right back and disappears into the body of the headset, so it will just look like a normal pair of headphones.
That's quite smart.
When you do that. Yeah, it's quite clever. So not cheap, but I think good value. 4 stars out of 5 for that one.
That's the Jabra Evolve 2 85. Right, so what's next then, Fevzi?
So the other one is something on a Black Friday deal that I noticed today. So it's from Anker. Anker are... well known, I think, now as a provider of good quality yet affordable accessories for our electronics. They're particularly well known for their cables and their batteries and their chargers. And what this is it's a bundle. So it's a bundle of a a battery pack, a portable battery pack that you can take with you to charge up your devices when you're not near. Mm-hmm.
You have to do twice a day.
Yeah, like I have to do twice a day. Yeah. No, I don't. I don't leave my desk. I don't go anywhere. But it's just, you know, I just talk a lot.
Yeah.
You may have noticed. And the other part of the bundle is a wall charger, but it's got a few tricks up its sleeve. So I'll give you the full title, and forgive me for this because it's kind of long. It's the Anker Power Bank, called the PowerCore 3 Elite 25600, and that. I'll talk about what that 25600 relates to. PD 60 watts, that's the battery bit. And then the other bit is the charger, which is 65 watt PD charger. So first of all, the battery pack, that 25600 refers to the capacity, and that's a huge number. That's about 2.5 times what one would normally consider to be a sort of capacious battery pack. What that means is that it will charge, for example, a 13-inch MacBook Pro from dead to 2.4 times, you know, without just from the juice that's in there.
Wow.
Or a dozen phone
charges, something like that.
Yes, yes. In effect, it is. Yeah. So if it was a it's a very good guess, actually. iPhone 11 is the equivalent of 5.9 charges from dead to full, 5.9 times.
So that little battery pack packs a punch. It's got a lot of power stored in it.
Yeah, and it will almost, say if you've got a Dell XPS 13 charger, because this will do laptops as well, because it's got USB-C on it. If you've got a modern laptop, or indeed, you know, a modern tablet that has USB-C on them, as they increasingly do. So with an XPS 13, it'll take it from dead to 90%. On exactly what's in it. So you could, you know, I mean, that's huge. That's 25,600 milliamp hours. So that's what it refers to. Also, because of the number of connectors, ports it's got on it, you can charge three devices simultaneously with a total output of 75 watt power coming out of this thing. So it's really good for travel, but it's really also good for charging, you know, a bunch of stuff all at the same time. Now, the charger bit of it is also special because it charges quickly, because this has got a USB-C port on it as the output and the battery pack's got a USB-C port on the input. You can charge the battery pack from dead to full in 3 hours, which, believe me, normally these things, you would, something of that capacity, you'd normally do it overnight and then some. So these two devices work well together, which is why they're included as a bundle. List price on it is normally £120. I saw on a well-known website named after a South American river, I saw it for $85.99 today as a Black Friday Cyber Monday deal. So again, 4 stars out of 5.
Yeah, best part of £40 off as well. All right, and while we're talking about sort of buying gadgets and technology and maybe toys for Christmas online that can contain electronics, you spotted something about how we keep ourselves and our children and our family safe when buying things online.
Yeah, so this is a story. It says a group of emergency services, consumer watchdogs and safety groups want the government to make online sellers more liable for selling dangerous items. And we'll have to define selling in a minute. So they're worried about, you know, third-party resellers through Amazon, people who sell through eBay, Wish and AliExpress. Now, I have to say that there are some excellent sellers in all of those, but there are some charlatans as well. Mm-hmm. And the difficulty is how to know the difference. If you buy something that is dangerous, then it could burst into flames, it could injure someone, your house could burn down. I mean, it can be completely disastrous. It's not always easy to tell, because some of the fake items that pretend to be branded have got even CE marks on it, which are also fake, you know, the European Union certification.
So how do you know what you're going to buy online and get sent to you is safe?
There's an excellent question. So two things I would say was, you know, don't be spending £1,000 on your smartphone and then buy a charger for £3 for it. Yeah,
right.
That's just not sensible. If it is too cheap, that is an indication that it may well not be of the highest quality. So I don't mean you have to buy the branded one for like £75, but you don't want to spend £3 either. And I mentioned Anker, and that's just one example. There are others. But Anker is a reputable brand now, I would think, and the quality is good. I've used their stuff for years. I've never had a problem. And
so look for sort of trusted names and things
yeah,
like that.
So first of all, look for trusted names. And sometimes the brands, you know, Apple and Samsung and stuff, you know, if you can find them on the deal, they can be worthwhile. The other thing is where you buy from. You have to buy from somewhere that has a reputation to lose and that isn't likely to do checks. So when we talk, for example, about Amazon, there can be, and as I say, there are good third-party resellers on Amazon, but the problem is this. You don't know who these resellers are. So when you buy through Amazon, there's two ways you can buy. You either buy from Amazon themselves, where it will say sold by Amazon, fulfilled by Amazon. Yeah. So, but you also get third-party resellers where it's sold by a third party. May still be fulfilled, that's to say delivered by Amazon, and you get Amazon's customer service. But they can't. Amazon are currently not responsible for the safety of that product. They've just stuck it in their warehouse at the reseller's request. They charge the reseller for shipping it on their behalf and handling the customer service element of it. But that means that you're not really buying from, you're not buying from Amazon. So
you're buying via Amazon, yeah. So at the moment, the onus is not on them, and this group want those sellers to be responsible. But until then, we've got to look out for ourselves.
Yeah. So buy from what I'm saying is buy from a recognized reseller. Okay. So, you know, Amazon, John Lewis, Currys, there's a whole bunch of them that, you know, some of them are not my favorite stores, I have to admit, but they're not going to be, hopefully, it seems, in general, they're not going to be selling you sort of shoddy goods and illegal goods and so forth. So, you know, spend a reasonable amount and buy it from a reputable retailer. And when you are buying it from one that also has a marketplace, make sure that you're buying it from, say, Amazon themselves and not a third party. eBay is difficult. The only people that I would, this is a personal opinion, okay? The only people that I would personally be comfortable with when I buy from eBay are those big resellers who also sell through eBay. So Currys, for example, sell through eBay. I don't think John Lewis do, but there are one or two of these, you know, well-known, respected retailers that actually sell through eBay as well. And that can have a benefit because if the item is not as described, you've got 30 days to return it. The other thing is items over £100, make sure you pay it on, well, ideally on a credit card, then you can make a what's called a Section 75 claim under the Consumer Credit Act. That means that the credit card company becomes equally liable for the transaction as the retailer. So if the retailer won't do the right thing by you, then you can get a refund off them. It used to be the case that one would say don't get it on a debit card, but there are some protections on debit cards as well now. You know, I prefer credit cards myself for those sorts of purchases.
So not only is that sound advice, it's timely as well as we're thinking of buying our Christmas gadgets. Fevzi, thank you so much for now, and we'll catch you next time around.
Cheers.
Cheers, thanks. Fevzi Turkat, the Gadget Detective. He's got a podcast, which is on his website, which is gadgetdetective.com. And you can send him your questions as well via Twitter at Gadget Detective, and he'll try and get back to you with an answer to them as well. Thanks very much. That's our sound advice today.